little bit. Okay, so we're finally getting past Afsadi Tesam Beis Be'ezras Hashem today. So let's map out the Gemara over here. So the Mishnah said, Erev Pesach, Samach L'Mincha, a person is not allowed to eat Ad Shetach Shach. So the Gemara had a Kasha. Why do you dafka highlight Erev Pesach? The same is true every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat Ad Shetach Shach. Right, Mary, you're every Pesach, and every Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov, Nami, the time you look at the Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov, Min HaMincha, L'Mai, look at the Shikar, and Shabbos, Kutav, and Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that every Erev Shabbos and every Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat from Mincha until later on. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Aruch, Levalichat Shetach Shach. Rabbi Yossi holds an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat until as much as you want. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it would make sense that Erev Pesach would be different, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's exactly the same. So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, Amar Afuna L'Tzricha Elo L'Rabbi Yossi, Yom Aruch, Levalichat Shetach Shach. So answer number one is that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reason on earth to single out Erev Pesach as the time that you're not allowed to eat from Mincha and on, because it's the same as true on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But if you assume like Rabbi Yossi that you're not allowed to eat Min HaMincha L'Maila, I'm sorry, that you are allowed to eat Min HaMincha L'Maila on every single Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, so then you understand why the Mishnah is going to say Dafka Erev Pesach. So one issue that we discussed a little bit, maybe just mention a little bit more right now, I just flipped through the Masifta today to see, before we get to the next major sugyas, just to see what little minor topics he discusses on Daf Tzadi Tesam Beis and Daf Kuf, and on Daf Kuf, and he points out the Tosfos Rid and the Rabbeinu David both ask what the difference is between Pesach, let's say, and Shabbos. Right? Why is it on Shabbos we have a mitzvah of shalosh seudos? A person has to have three meals on Shabbos, and the first one is typically Friday night. So why is it that Rabbi Yossi would say, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, ochel v'alechat shtech shach, eat as much as you want, and you're totally fine. Dafka Erev Pesach, chiyuva de matzah. Why is chiyuva de matzah any different than the chiyuv of having three seudos on Shabbos? That's also a chiyuv. That's also an obligation. So why are you allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? So that's the kasha that they ask. So there is. So the Tosfos Rid gives the following terms. He says, by Shabbos, there's no clear mitzvah saseh in the Torah to have a su'udah of Shabbos. We learn it out from the man, hayom, 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 it says three times, so we learn out, you gotta have three su'udahs of Shabbos. But it's not an explicit mitzvah saseh to dafka have a su'udah Shabbos, whereas by matzah, there's an explicit mitzvah saseh. So it could be that the whole chiyuv on Shabbos is only midrabanan or midivrei Kabbalah, v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, pasuk midivrei Kabbalah, but it's clearly, and even if it's all right, it's clearly not an explicit mitzvah saseh. So maybe that's one approach. Other Rishonim say, well, wait a second, there is a machlokas Rishonim whether one needs to eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov midar raisa or only midarabanan. There is a group of Rishonim, if you look in the Rashba and the Tshuva and Simin Tafresh Yudal and Chelik Aleph and the Ran in Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin Amal Aleph, you have a whole discussion in the Rishonim, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos, you have a whole discussion in Rishonim whether there is a chiyuv to eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov midar raisa or only midrabanan. So wait a second, if you hold that the chiyuv achila of lechem on Shabbos is a din to oraisa, so then we're back to our question. Why is it that according to Rabbi Yossi on Erev Pesach, we're going to say, don't eat on Erev Pesach because you have to save yourself for the matzah, but on Erev Shabbos, we don't tell you to save yourself for anything. If there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat bread on Shabbos, shouldn't you be saving yourself for that chiyuv d'oraisa the same way you do on Erev Pesach? So so that's the kasha. I think we've discussed it a little bit. So just to mention quickly, the Rabbeinu David and the Ran say that the chiyuv achila on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a chiyuv achila. How do we? What's the chiyuv on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's not called achilas Shabbos. What's it called? Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. What does Oneg mean? Oneg doesn't mean achila. One way of accomplishing Oneg is through achila. But what does Oneg really mean? Oneg means, no, how would you translate? Enjoy, right? You should enjoy Shabbos. So if a person is not getting Oneg from his achila, if he happens to not enjoy the eating that he's doing. So just like we say that an istinus is pater from shalosh seudos because he can't enjoy the food. So then a person so too if he eats on erev Shabbos, it's not going to be a bittul of the mitzvah of seudos Shabbos. He's simply not going to have the mitzvah because it's not going to be a joy for him. So. But when it comes to matzah, so that's quite a chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, right? He's saying that if you don't, you stuff yourself at lunch. So okay, patur from shalosh seudos. You know, you're not going to enjoy it. So you patur from shalosh seudos. You don't like the tuna fish and the hummus that they serve in shul. So you patur. What do you mean? That's you have a chiyuv to eat shalosh seudos. It's quite a chiddush that the Rav and Rabbeinu David say. As opposed to matzah, they say matzah is not a din oneg. Can't eat achila gasa because that's lo shmei achila maybe, but it's not a din oneg. You don't have to enjoy matzah, you don't have to like matzah, but you have to eat it, right? Like your mother tells you. Didn't tell you. I don't like this. I didn't tell you to like it. I just said you have to eat it. So you don't have to like it. You just have to eat it. That's the nature of the mitzvah. Yeah.
That's just. Would they hold that either way? You still need achila chameshna, or because you don't
maybe midrabban. Maybe that's what they're saying. On a Toraisa level or on a different Kabbalah level, there's no requirement to necessarily have the sudos per se. But midrabban, right? Practically, you still have to mustama. That's what they would say.
If you're trying to diet, you don't bread. You can't just not. You're
right.
Not
you can't just say right. Right.
What unless type of din is on a Shabbos?
So pashtus is midivri Kabbalah because from pasuk in Sheyel.
Yeah.
No, divri Kabbalah is somewhere between the Drabban and Toraisa. It's from the divri Neviim. Meaning we're used to thinking that everything fits into Darabban and Daraisas. It's not true. There's something in between, and even within Darabbanans there are multiple categories, more serious Darabbanans and less serious Darabbanans, and within Daraisas there are multiple categories. The Prima Gadim discusses this in his Psicha Kolelas. If you open up the first page of Shulchan Aruch, the first page of the Prima Gadim, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he has a long Psicha, an introduction to learning Halacha. What? That's an excellent, excellent idea for a Hakdamah Shir. It would take us
multiple
Hakdamah. It would be a series. It's a great idea, though, because, in fact, they've published the Prima Gadim, the Psicha Kolelas. It's like a couple of pages in the Big Shulchan Aruch. I'll show it to you. It's only a couple of pages in the Big Shulchan Aruch. Of course, you don't have our plan to take for some reason. But,
maybe the thing is more of more Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
It's only a couple of pages in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Wow, I just opened up to the right page. Look at so you have Hakdamas HaMechaber. Here's Psicha Kolelas. Right, so he says Psicha Kolelas. Love it. It starts here, Psicha Kolelas. A lot of very tiny words for a few pages.
Huge.
And then he gets into the actual halachas, right? Into the actual then it's Psicha Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Kriyas Shema, whatever. But this is the Psicha Kolelas. It ends right here. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages. Eight pages.
Has it?
It's eight pages in the whole Shulchan Aruch. So they published it as three fat volumes now. just the Psicha Kolelas with footnotes and with explanations. And every time he quotes a Gemara, they give you the whole Gemara and they give you examples of what he's talking about. So when I was a Madrich many years ago in NCSY Kolel, a junior Madrich in NCSY Kolel, after my Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael in Kerem Yavne, they gave all the junior Madrichim as a gift, Chelik Aleph of the Psicha Kolelas. And why did they give us that? Because that's what Rav Shachter told them to give us. He said that that's an important sefer. A lot of people don't know about it. They should learn it. So it's taka a good idea to maybe do Psicha Kolelas. It would take a while, but all right, we'll see. So what was I saying? Yeah, so somewhere in there, he goes through the different levels, the different madrigos of Dinim Drabanan and Dinim Dar. There's a Drabanan that has an asmachta from a pasuk. That's a higher level Drabanan. A Drabanan that has no asmachta. There's a lower level Drabanan. You have Daraisa that's Mefurish Bekra. That's explicit in the Torah. That's a higher level Daraisa versus a Daraisa that's learned that from Yigim Lidusha Torah and Drash Ben is a little bit of a lower level Daraisa. The Mainaf Kamina between the higher level Daraisa and the lower level Daraisa. So the Taz writes in three places in Shulchan Aruch that if the Rabbanan are not authorized to make a gzeira that goes against something that's mufurish b'kra, something that's explicit in the pasuk. But they are authorized to be oker davar min haTorah b'shevi al taaseh, to go against something that says, to make a gzeira against something that it says in the Torah, as long as it's not mufurish b'kra, as long as they're not going against something that's explicit in the pasuk. You have to figure out how what the rabbanon actually did fits those rules. But anyway, there are multiple levels. And in between the Raises and the Rabbanans, you have Divrei Kabbalah. So that's across the Shabbos Onega, Mitzvah, Mi Divrei Kabbalah. So that's what Rabbeinu Dovin wants to say, that the difference between eating on Erev Pesach versus eating on Erev Shabbos is that on Erev Shabbos, it's only going to cost you Oneg Shabbos, meaning the ability to accomplish Oneg through eating. But if you don't have Oneg through eating, so you have no mitzvah of Oneg through eating. Whereas on Pesach, you have to eat matzah. It's not Oneg matzah, it's Achilas matzah. So you have to make sure that you're ready to actually do Achilas matzah. So you need to, so Rabbi Yossi would hold that you don't have to prepare yourself for Oneg Shabbos, but it's only if you happen to be hungry when Shabbos comes, then you have a mitzvah to eat as a result of Oneg Shabbos. The Ksav Sofer in the Tshuva says similarly that there's a chiyuv gomor of achila on Pesach. So because he just adds a knech. He says because you have an absolute chiyuv to eat on Pesach, so we would apply his reason makdim in the mitzvahs. You should do it as early as possible to fulfill that mitzvah sachila. As opposed to on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the achila is just a din in Tainug, it's not a din in a mitzvah, in a chiyuv gomor, so you could do it later on. That's why you're allowed to eat, says the Ksav Sofer on Erev Shabbos, because eventually you'll get hungry on Shabbos. We don't care if you're hungry at the beginning of the night or the end of the night. Good, so you'll get hungry at the end of the night. That's fine too, and you'll eat then. Whereas in Pesach, we want you to be hungry at the beginning because there's reason makdim in the mitzvahs. We want you to do the mitzvah as early as possible. That's how the Ksav Sofer suggests. Furthermore, some of the Achronim suggest that maybe the difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, the mitzvah Eislan, in the back of the Gemara says, is that the difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, is that on Shabbos, let's say you're not hungry and you can't eat the Friday night meal. So you could still have three sudos, just have them all the next day, right? You know, they don't have to necessarily be one Friday night and two the next day. You still have three sudos, you just have to have them all the next day. Whereas by matzah, if you're not hungry to eat that night, well, then you don't get the mitzvah of matzah, right? The chiyuv of matzah is only that night. So that's another possible suggestion that they have. And then we also discussed the issue, I think we discussed, I could be wrong, about achila on Erev Sukkot. Meaning by Pesach, we always have a gzeir shavah. We always compare all the halachas of the first night of Pesach with the halachas of the first night of Sukkot. Gzeir shavah, tezvav, tezvav. Just like it says chamisha asar by Pesach, it says chamisha asar by Sukkot. So whatever you got to do on Pesach, you got to do on Sukkot. So the Ksav Sofer raises the question, why is it that according to Rabbi Yossi, on Erev Shabbos was v'yomim tovim, yikvi yochel v'holech ad shetach shech, you can eat all day, but Erev Pesach not. Why? Because Erev Pesach you have a chiv of matzah, on Erev Sukkot, you have a chiyuv to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. So what do you do with that? Yeah, and it's got to be that night. So don't tell me, oh, just like by Shabbos, you could eat it the next day. No, no, you have a chiyuv to eat that night, a kazayis matzah, even if it's raining. You got to have a kazayis matzah in the sukkah. Right? So there is a mitzvah. And don't tell me, no, it's a oneg, simcha. It's not. It's a mitzvah sa'achila. So whatever terutzim you gave for Shabbos aren't going to work for sukkahs. So why is there b'yosi yol zochav olichat shetach shach even on Erev Sukkot, but not an Erev Pesach, yeah?
Is it, for the person who would hold, the Shita that would hold that, three Sudas and Shabbos is Deraisa,
mm-hmm.
would it be possible with Baal Tosef to have more than three Sudas?
It's a good question, why not? It seems that it's not, but it's a good question, why not? I'm not sure. You gotta think about why not. I mean, the answer is, it's not, but
and,
the question is, why not?
And the other way around also, would Oneg Shabbos, you can't eat three Sudas, you're just, since you can't have so many three meals, would that be a violation of Oneg Shabbos and their Baal Tigra,
maybe it's not a even if it's not a violation of Oneg Shabbos because you're perfectly happy not eating it, maybe Baal Tigra. That's a good question. So the Ksav Sofer struggles with this. Why is it that there's not, you know, the Rambam Paskins in Chametz Matzah Perek Vavalachid Beis Shulchan Aruch, the Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the 10th hour and on. In Hilchos Sukkah, nothing. It doesn't say anything like this. So those, we can't even say that clear, that maybe there is such a din by Sukkah when we say Arvei Shabbos Yom Tovim. It means Yom Tovim other than Sukkahs. It means like Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. There's certainly a mitzvah to eat, but Erev Shavuos or whatever. No, on Erev Sukkahs, we don't have any such halacha. So why is there no such halacha, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you have to stop eating on Erev Sukkahs? So three answers that are suggested by Achronim. At least one answer the Achronim suggest is the Ksav Sofer writes, and again this is in a Chuvin or Chaim Sim Kuf Yud Ches. The Ksav Sofer suggests that there's a chilek between, remember we were just talking from the Prima Gadim, between that which is Mefurash and that which is learned from a Hekish. Hekish is one Yidgim Midos Shaitar and Dresh Ben. The mitzvah tit matzah is a chiv that's Mefurash B'Torah, so they were more machmir on a chiv that's Mefurash B'Torah to make sure that we're hungry for it. So that's why Rabbi says, don't eat an Erev Pesach. The chiyuv to eat on the first night of Sukkot, how do we know it? From the Hekish, from the comparison between first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. But it's not mefurash in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to eat per se on the first night of Sukkot. Mele Chazal were not as concerned to be as machmir to stop us from eating earlier on in the day. That's one approach, Ksav Sofer has. Second approach, says the Ksav Sofer. Right, you know, Ksav Sofer was the son of the Chassam Sofer, grandson of Rabbi Kiveger.
I thought you
said the Chassam Sofer. No, the Ksav Sofer is who I'm quoting now. He was the son of the Chassam Sofer. Right, also, very, very beautiful tshuvos the Ksav Sofer wrote. He has a beautiful parish on Chumash that's very kedai. So the Ksav Sofer writes that Dafka, maybe a second answer, that Dafka and Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi is moda not to eat because when Pesach comes, we're supposed to eat lechem oni. And meaning, matzah, by its definition, is very non-fancy food, and it's not all that delicious. On the first night of Sukkot, you can have the most, whatever you like, whatever you want to eat, you could eat on the first night of Sukkot. So maybe the concern is that we want you to be good and hungry when it comes to the first night of Pesach, because that's the only way you're going to be motivated to actually eat. Whereas the first night of Sukkot, you'll eat because the food is delicious, so you don't need as much motivation. You don't need to be as hungry in order to want to eat. A third possibility, that Pesach, the chiyuv is a chiyuv of achila, be'erev tochlu matzos. By Sukkot, it's not a din in oneg, and you do have to eat a kzais, you have to do a formal achila. But when you do that formal achila, what is the kiyum mitzvah in the Torah? What mitzvah are you fulfilling when you do that achila of the kzais in the sukkah? You're doing a mitzvah, you count the minyan of mitzvahs, you look at any of the counts of the mitzvahs. Is there a mitzvah of achila b'sukkah? What's the mitzvah? Living in the sukkah. So since it's not technically a mitzvah's achila per se, so maybe that's why Chazal were less concerned about eating on Erev Sukkot, because again that shows a certain weakness or different nature of the mitzvah on the first night of Sukkot than it has on the first night of Pesach. Now, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Lamates, Sif Gimel, that on Erev Sukkot you're not supposed to eat from Chatzos and on. That starting at Chatzos and Erev Sukkot, a person's not allowed to eat. Which is wild. Why is that crazy? Why is that absolutely wild that he would say such a thing?
Because Pesach, we only have the
chiyuv from Mincha. Oh, Safrek, the Magen Avraham. What are you talking about? From Chatzos? You know, the Shulchan Aruch paskins on the Erev Pesach not to eat min mincha l'maylo, from samach l'mincha on. And the Ramah doesn't say boo! He doesn't say a word. Where's the Ramah jumping up and down in Hilchos Pesach saying, no, you gotta go all the way back to Chatzos? So the Magen Avraham over there says that Erev Pesach, you could eat, your diet is so limited in terms of what you could eat anyway. So we're not so concerned. All you can really eat is matzah ashira. On Erev Sukkot, you can eat whatever you want. So there's a greater chashash that a person is going to eat too much on Erev Sukkot if we don't cut him off earlier on in the day. Also, the Chassam Sofer points out, on Sukkot night, when do you eat? When does the meal start? When do you really start eating? What? Right after Shul. On Pesach night, when do you eat? Hours later. So maybe on Pesach you don't have to stop as early. So the Rama was more choshesh on Sukkot. But be that as it may, either way, the Achronim point out, if this is true, that on Erev Sukkot you're not allowed to eat, we're back to the Gemara's kasha. My irya arvei pesachim. Why would the Mishnah only say not to eat on Erev Pesach? I mean, what was our whole teretz? The Mishnah says only Erev Pesach. We said because on Erev Sukkot and every other Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to eat. It's only true that Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat. But if the Rama is correct, that even we, passing like Rabbi Yossi, would say that Erev Sukkot you're not allowed to eat, so then we're back to the Gemara's Kasha, my Iriyar Vipsachim. That first answer, the answer of Rav Huna, isn't going to work anymore. It's a strong Kasha, no?
Yeah. We said the reason originally, a couple of shiurim ago, the reason why it tells you to eat matzah and Erev Pesach was because that's what the chametz.
It's one of the possibilities, right? That it's related.
Because should we tava for matzah?
Yeah.
That's why we don't eat it. So if the whole Indian of eating matzah on Pesach is achila, what about you have matzah that's not considered achila, meaning matzah meal, for example, or something, or crushed matzah that's not considered.
Is that not considered achila?
Say, it may not look like matzah, first of all, like matzah meal, may not look like matzah. And also, it's not a way you normally eat matzah. It's not a chila way of eating matzah.
Well, if you chew it or swallow it, then it isn't. Meaning,
the same thing by achilas gasa. If you chew it and swallow it, since we don't consider it a chila.
No, but achilas gasa, it's not edible to you. You're not hungry. You're not. I mean, over here, it's something that's edible, and you're eating it. It just happens to not be whole. There is a discussion if you have baked products with matzah meal in them. Right, is that a violation of the Yisra of Achilas Matzah and Erev Pesach? Because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah using a product that happens to have matzah meal in it.
Would treses in the hama make a difference by matzah meal?
I seem to recall some discussion in Poskim about it, but intuitively it doesn't seem that it should. I mean, it doesn't seem that it should in terms of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Let's go away.
You can be Yotze Mitzvah's Kill Matzah with Matzah meal? With opening a stripes box of Matzah meal?
So that's a good question. Yeah. Maybe we'll discuss. We'll get to the Matzah Sugyas eventually. We'll, Bli Neder. We should bring it up then. Let's focus on this Kasha for a second, though. Right, what did the Ramah say? That you're not allowed to eat on Erev Sukkot either. So I asked the Achronim, if you're not allowed to eat on Erev Sukkot, so then it's the same as Erev Pesach. Right? So why would the Mishnah only say that an Erev Pesach is not allowed to eat? The whole answer that Rav Huna gave was that the Mishnah highlights Erev Pesach because you are allowed to eat every other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But if you say like the Rama that Erev Sukkot you're not allowed to eat, so what are we going to do? And just to strengthen the Kasha a little bit, Tosos asked that the Gemara, meaning the Gemara could have said, oh, no, Enochinami, you're not allowed to eat other Erevs, but we talk about Erev Pesach because we're learning Pesachim. Right? Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? And we're learning Pesachim. That's why we talk about Erev Pesach. So Tosfos says, no, the Gemara doesn't give that answer because, Tosfos says, because the large majority of Erevs are Shabbos and Yom Tov versus Pesach. So we wouldn't ignore all the other Erevs just so that we could focus on Erev Pesach, right? That's why we don't give the obvious answer of, oh, we're learning Pesach and that's why we say Pesach. Because you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't have just said Pesach because you're learning Pesach. But that's not going to help us for our Kasha now. We're not asking Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov versus Erev Pesach. We're asking simply Erev Sukkot versus Erev Pesach. How come the Mishnah doesn't just say Erev Sukkot also? Right? And Tosfos' Kasha now is a much better Kasha. Well, why didn't the Gemara answer that we're learning Pesachim? So that's why we talk about Pesach. Yeah.
So, who says Rabbi Yossi would agree that Erev Sukkis you could eat on?
The Ramah, meaning the Ramah says, the Ramah passes like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos and not every other Erev Yom Tov Shtech Shach. But Dafka Sukkah, he comes up with this din. So apparently, paskining like Rabbi Yossi. So the Ksav Sofer is Metarit as follows. That he says as follows. In Erev Pesach, there's a greater Chiddush in the Isra Achilim Mibod Yom. Why? Because on Pesach, you have to, like we said before, same Chiluk we said before. On Pesach, you're going to eat much later in the night. So I would think there's less of a concern. On Sukkot, you're going to eat earlier in the night, so there's more reason to be concerned that you're going to stuff yourself too much in Erev Yantiv. So he says maybe that's why the Mishnah Dafka highlights Erev Pesach and not Erev Sukkot, because the Mishnah wants to tell me, as it often does, the biggest Chiddush, and the biggest Chiddush happens to be Erev Pesach, not Erev Sukkot.
Why?
Because again, on Erev Pesach, you're not going to eat the meal on Pesach night till way into the night. So even if I stuff my face at Shetech Shach, it's still going to be hours until I actually eat the meal. So logically, you would think there's less of a concern. So Kamash Mulan, Afal Pikein, that's why our Mishnah comes and tells me, Afal Pikein, you shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach. So tell me the greater Chiddush.
What about the person that says that Afikom and Sifu is not so? What would you say? Would that be any different?
Still, it's late. Meaning, even though you're eating a lot before that, but it's still, there's still that big lag in between the eating on the Erev and the eating on the night of. Because you still have to get through Magid.
If you stuff your face before Pesach, right? Have a big, big meal, and you're full, and you come Pesach, and you eat a little Seder, and you have a little bit at the Suda, you're going to be stuffed.
Right, but less stuffed than you would be if you stuff your face out of Sukkot, and then go right into Sukkot, eating again. Right, meaning there's at least a delay. There's no delay by Sukkot. I think it's pretty.
The little sandwich makes people full.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like is saying that.
Doesn't sound like, right. The Ramah is a gevaldik achirish. That the Ramah is going to say that you're not allowed to eat out of Sukkot. Why the Magen Avraham jumps all over it? Right. It's a very, very big achirish. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So one approach to our Mishnah was that Eirachinami, our Mishnah must have been written by Rabbi Yossi. Then says Gemara, no, Rav Papa, Amar Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda, and the difference, our Mishnah could have even been written by Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, why does it highlight Erev Pesach, every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat Min HaMincha L'mayla? Says, yeah, an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat Min HaMincha L'mayla, but an Erev Pesach, it's not just Min HaMincha L'mayla, it's even when? Erev Pesach, what do we say? Nachatzos,
Chatzishach,
Kol Mincha. It's even Samuch Mincha, a half hour before Mincha. So why does the Mishnah highlight Erev Pesach? Because it's a different din than Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantav. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantav, you stop 9.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach, you stop 9 hours into the day. So says the Gemara, really? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantav, you stop 9.5 hours into the day? Aye, we have a brisa. Lo yochal adam b'erev Shabbos yom tovim mi teisha shos el malak deisha yikarnas Shabbos k'shutav v'div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do you stop eating on Erev Shabbos Erev Yantiv? Teisha shos, 9 hours, not 9.5 hours. So don't you see that it's exactly the same as Erev Pesach? Back to our kasha then. What's the Mishnah teaching me when it dafka highlights Erev Pesach? So says Gemara, you can bring me that brisa? Who told me that? Who told you that brisa is reliable? Man lemelan demitaretztihi, dilma mishabeshtihi. Maybe that brisa is just a mistake. It's an inaccurate brisa. I don't have to worry about your brisa. So he says, oh, you want to know who told me that it's mitaretzta, that this brisa is an accurate brisa? I'll tell you who told me. Amrli marimer vitei rav yemer, on the top line of Daf Kofa Merav now. Amrli marimer vitei rav yemer. I know you call the pirkei de Rav Pinchas b'reid rav Ami. We went to the shir of Pinchas b'reid rav Ami. V'kam tana v'tani kamei, and they taught this brisa right there. V'kibla minei, and he said it was a good brisa. So we're back to the kasha, right? If our mission was authored by Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, you have to stop eating Samach L'mincha, why does the Mishnah only say Erev Pesach to stop eating Samach L'mincha? So Yachi Kasha. Ella Mechavartik Drafuna. So you got to go back and say that our Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Yossi, like Rav Huna said. That our Mishnah goes only within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you're allowed to be Ochel V'Holech, that you can keep on eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, would say, yeah, but Erev Pesach is different. Had our Mishnah been authored by Rabbi Yehuda, then our Mishnah would not have highlighted Erev Pesach. It would have said Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, all the same. So, frankly, Gemara, but wait a second, we got problems with that answer too. Rav Huna mi nicha? Is it okay to say that our Mishnah is going like Rav Huna? Meaning, what did Rav Huna say? That our Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yossi. So even Rabbi Yossi, the guy who says you can keep, stuff your face all day in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, even Rabbi Yossi would admit when it comes out of Pesach, that what? You can't, right? But is that so? That Rabbi Yossi holds you can't? V'am Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Yitem Rabbi Yavam Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev HaPesach V'Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi Be'erev Shabbos. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Now what does that tell you? If you're going to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, what that tells you is that even on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Otherwise there would be no need to paskin. Right? It would just be what everybody holds. So how can you, Rav Huna, tell me that Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah? And even Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're allowed to stuff your face all Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, would say not to eat on Erev Pesach. But we say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Makes it sound like Rabbi Yossi disagrees about Erev Pesach also. And Rabbi Yossi would say on Erev Pesach, Ochel v'holech, keep on eating. So halach Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach, m'chal d'polog Rabbi Yossi b'travayu. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi disagrees about Erev Pesach. So says Gemara, it's true. Rabbi Yossi does disagree about Erev Pesach, but not about this din. You're thinking about the wrong halacha, says the Gemara. He disagrees about Erev Pesach in a different halacha of Erev Pesach, not about the halacha of whether you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. That part he agrees about, and therefore he could have written our Mishnah. When we say halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a guy who sits down to a breakfast at 10 a.m. on Erev Pesach and eats and eats and eats and eats all day long. And he looks up and he sees it's dark outside. He looks up and he sees it's dark outside. What should he do? Don't joke, that's some of the Achronim say. Who is this guy? Who would be eating all day? They say, must be Purim. Yom Kippurim. Must be Purim. Sudas Purim. Right? Not Erev Pesach, for Erev Shabbos. It wouldn't work for Erev Pesach. Right, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a guy who sits down to eat, and he eats all day long, and then he looks up, oh no, it's dark outside. Now what does he do? There, you have another machlokas Rabbi Yehuda b'Yossi. This guy, when he started his meal, was he allowed to eat? Yeah, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. It was perfectly fine to eat, according to everybody. What does he do now that he's in the middle of the meal? That's a further machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's where we say we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev HaPesach. On that machlokas, not the machlokas about whether you're allowed to start a meal after mincha time. That, there is no machlokas. That, everyone agrees, you're not allowed to on Erev Pesach. So there's nothing to paskin. So lo halacha mechal depligi b'hafsaka. They're arguing about hafsaka. D'tanya mafsikin l'shabas div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi amrein mafsikin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you stop, you bench, and you start a new meal with Kiddush. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't stop. You just continue. You just continue. What? It's Erev Shabbos. You sat down for breakfast, for brunch on Friday morning. Right? And you've been eating. And now you look up and it's dark outside. And you need to have Suda Shabbos. So I understand what Rabbi Yehuda says. Bench, finish your breakfast, say Kiddush, and have a Shabbos meal. What's Rabbi Yossi telling me to do? Have another bagel. Keep on eating. When am I going to say Kiddush? I'm going to wait for Kiddush for tomorrow? But the Kiddush is supposed to be said when Shabbos comes in.
You're osik for something, right?
So
it's like rollover minutes, kind of.
Says Tosfos, critical Tosfos, Rabbi Yossi Omer in Mafsikin. Right? You see that Tosfos? So what do you do? V'gomer kalasu uda, finish your whole meal, umivarich birch samazon, and bench. Great, I'm good so far. V'achar kach mekadesh. What are you doing? I'm being kiddush when?
After
you bench. Are you going to eat again?
Sure.
No. He's saying, don't stop your meal. Keep on going, keep on going. And when you're done eating and you're ready to go to sleep, bench and say kiddush. We'll read another line here, then it'll become clear. Kidemuchach b'braisa l'kaman, like it'll be clear in the braisa later on in Daf Kuf Beis. Mashma de'ein sarich lasos su'uda l'shem Shabbos. Sounds like you don't need to make a meal l'shem Shabbos. Di'it sarich malo lahamtin, yafzik miyad. Because if you do need to make a meal l'shem Shabbos, then you should have done like Rabbi Yehuda said. Stopped right away, benched, and now make a meal l'shem Shabbos. When Rabbi Yossi says keep on going, he's telling me you don't have to make a separate meal l'shem Shabbos. V'im tomar, Frek tells us, but Gevalt, what are you going to do about Kiddush Mogam Suda? What does it mean, Kiddush Mogam Suda? You make Kiddush before you eat. Here you're going to make Kiddush after you eat. Ve'ich yasu Kiddush below Suda. Hello, ain't Kiddush al Mogam Suda. What's your answer?
Mogam Suda.
Yeah, who says Kiddush has to be before the Suda? It's got to be in the vicinity of the Suda.
So can you use
the Yeshlomar says, tells us, the Chashim Kiddush Mogam Suda, Gimim Shemiyad Achar Suda, also Kiddush. You could be Yotzei Kiddush Mogam Suda by having Kiddush after the Suda. So what we need to do with this Tosus is file it away, because we're going to get to the Sugya of Kiddush Mogam Suda Bez Hashem next week on Daf Kuf Aleph and Aleph. And when we get there, we're going to have to think about when we contemplate what the inyan of Kiddush Mogam Suda is, what the connection is between Kiddush and Suda exactly. We're going to have to figure out, does it make sense that you could be Yotzei Kiddush Mogam Suda by having Kiddush after the Suda? That's what Tosos is saying. We are almost running out of time. So, yeah?
So, Kosha Bracha, because it's Muslim, could consider Kiddush Mogam Suda, theoretically.
Only if you say Kiddush on it. You wouldn't say Kiddush on it.
I mean, say you pray very often, it's Kiddush.
No. Baruch Pirkei Avin is only Kiddush on Shabbos day. Friday night, you need to say an actual Nusach of Kiddush with Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything. Yeah, for Shabbos day, it's less. Yeah. For Shabbos day, Luchora, unless it's some sort of violation of Chavilos, right? Baruch Pirkei Avin would be enough. Now, just a Ha'ara, a side point that one of the Rishonim points out over here. When we asked the Kasha on Rav Huna, right, we said, Rav Huna's teretz that our mission was authored by Rabbi Yossi, does that really work? Ah, Yom Rabbi Yom, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Vitem Rabbi Yavon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Halacha Kravi Dabar Pesach. How can Rav Huna say this? Rabbi Yom, Yom Rabbi Yochanan told us otherwise. When you ask a Kasha on an Amora, how do you ask a Kasha on an Amora? What do you have in order to reject? What do you need to have in order to reject an Amora?
A Rishon?
You need either a
Tano
or a pasuk, right? To ask a kasha on an amora, hey, I got another amora. So you know what the first amora should say? Congratulations, you got another amora. I disagree with him, right? It's like when I was in Keren B'Yavne, one of the guys asked Rav Mendel Blachman, how could you say that pshat? What are you going to do with Rav Elchanan? He said, I'll light a candle for him. What do you want me to do with him? What do you mean? I disagree. You're allowed to disagree. So in order to reject an Amora, you need a Tana, right? So what's going on over here? How could you, Rav Huna, say this? Rabbi Yochanan, please. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz raises this Kasha. And he says the Kasha is not really Kasha on Rav Huna. What we're saying is, over here, if you think about the structure of the Gemara, we had a kasha on our Mishnah. We had two possibilities of how to answer the kasha on our Mishnah. Rav Huna's possibility and Rav Papa's possibility, right? We rejected Rav Papa's possibility. It's no longer a possibility. It doesn't work. It's against the Braisa. So Rav Papa doesn't work. Rav Huna's answer is the only answer that still works. And yet there are still Amoraim that disagree with Rav Huna. So what we're asking is, how could any Amora disagree with Rav Huna? He's the only way to explain our Mishnah. Meaning, we're going to be stuck with our Mishnah. So it's not a kasha on Rav Huna per se. It's more of a kasha on anyone who paskins like Amar Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yochanan. How could we paskin that way? That's going to leave us down from two possibilities to explain our Mishnah to zero possibilities to explain our Mishnah. That's no good. So that's really what the Gemara is asking. Just a beer in the Gemara, just to see pshat. That's just pshat in the Gemara. Be'ezras Hashem. Tomorrow I'm not giving regular Gemara shir because I'm doing that thing for the interns. Sunday is Hakdama. I think we're going to do maybe Abia Omer. Rabbi Willig recommended. Even though we just did Rav Vadia, but still, it seems appropriate. On Monday, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up with a little bit of a ha'ara on this Tosos. If you look at Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Tosos over there, I think I had it in Mar Mekomos. Please, I'll actually have Mar Mekomos for you by then. By Monday, I'll actually give you some Mar Mekomos. We're going to run through a little bit Daf Kuf. There's not that much in Daf Kuf that I really want to do, but then Daf Kuf Aleph, we have Kiddush and Shul, Kiddush Makom Suda, that's where it's going to get slavered again.